KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Are you looking for some joy this Christmas season? Yes, there is joy in the season because the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. And all the challenges that we face with COVID, we don't have to worry about that because Jesus wants us to put Him first in where we are and who we believe in. Well, bringing joy to the season again is the Way of Lights. Do you remember that? Have you gone to it? It's wonderful. It is the Way of Lights at our Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows. And Father David Uribe, who is the director of the Shrine of Our Lady of Snows, is here to tell us about how the Way of Lights will still be the Way of Lights in 2020 in our greater metro area. Welcome, Father Uribe. Thanks for joining me for Encounter today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you letting us have this moment again.
Well, it's always fun to help you retell the story of Christ and the whole salvation message through lights. So I'm sure that this year it's a little bit different of how the Way of Lights is being done. So give us the history of a little bit about the Way of Lights and then tell us what we're up to this year in 2020 at Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows.
Sure. Yes, this is our 51st annual event that we have here at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows called the Way of Light. And it is our light display in which we commemorate, we remember that journey to Bethlehem as we remember the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, into our world. And again, as we do as every year, that we celebrate this remembrance, we celebrate this time so that we can allow the Christ child to be born in us again, especially as we begin a new year. And you're right, this year has been very different. And, I preached a couple of weeks ago. I said, can you imagine yourself a year ago at this time? Are we even the same people today? And mm-hmm. with everything that has gone on in 2020, how can we recognize the growth that we have had, the appreciation we have had, but also the challenges that we have because of our COVID reality?
You know, you bring up a good point, Father Uribe. How do you think this has drawn us closer to Christ, this whole COVID situation?
Well, very much so, just because of the precautionary measures that we have to take, the social distancing. You know, we have to make sure that we don't gather together so that we don't put each other at risk. And I think the very fact that earlier this year we had the shelter-in-place order, we had the opportunities to work remotely or figure out new workplace situations. In essence, our distractions have really been minimized. Those things that really draw our attention away from, you know, the worldly things. And I think that we've been provided an opportunity to really go inside our homes and inside our families and really understand what is it that is powerful and what is very valuable in our lives. And of course, because of the inability to visit or to gather socially, especially during this holiday season, you know, that we're asked to remain in our own places, I think it's really showing us how we can appreciate what's always been there, but we're constantly distracted because of either different events, our busy schedules and whatnot, and now we're able to value those things that really mean so much to us. So I think that's the silver lining with our situation is that we are drawn closer to remember those, especially those loved ones that we have in our hearts and especially in our midst.
Well, and I think that we need to pray for those who find this so unhealthy, this whole situation. You know, they're in their homes. They might feel isolated. They might feel alone. But looking to Jesus, Jesus felt alone a lot. And the disciples felt alone a lot. The prophets felt alone a lot. And if we can draw into reading His Word and studying His Word and saying, Lord, what do you have in your word for us to help me grow closer to you? And how do you get through this season of loneliness or this season of huge challenge? And God's word has those answers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, more so that this is where we are encountering the God who is at the epitome of our hunger, our thirst, those stages of our lives in which we are hurting and we're needing. We're needing that affirmation. We're needing that companionship. And I truly believe that that's where God sits. You know, to think of the other side as well. This is a thought that I received from a brother oblate, a priest of mine, in his reflection from this past Sunday, is that God sits at the epitome of those moments that really, really challenge us as human beings, while the devil is sitting on the other side. You know, when we're comfortable and we're doing very well, and that's when he can distract us very well. But God is there to help us when we are really challenged, and I think that all of those who are doing God's will and have suffered through the persecutions and through the challenging times, that, you know, they're all doing that with God's presence and God's being right next to them.
And that is such a comfort. So the Way of Lights, what are you doing this year? That's a little bit different.
Yes. The Way of Lights is, you know, we have put over 1 million lights up to commemorate that journey to Bethlehem, to that point in which God is one with us. And so we have the outdoor activities that we have had for years and years, where you can come in and drive and see the lights, and you can continue to go down that road to Bethlehem. Unfortunately, because of the COVID situation, we've had to cancel all of our indoor activities.
So the Lego display won't be around this year.
No, they won't be.
Oh, shoot.
But they have decided not to participate with us this year because of the health and safety precautionary measures. And we certainly understand.
Yeah.
And we won't have the restaurant. Our restaurant is closed indefinitely, and so we won't have that ability. We have moved all the Christmas trees that we had in our Christmas tree room. We have moved them out into the lobby, but unfortunately, we will not open the building in the evening, because that's when we get greater crowds and it becomes very hard to manage the crowds. And so, but if you are desperate to come out and see them, the building is open from 10 to 5 in during the day, and you can come and look at those.
Is that
come and
look every day?
Space.
10 to 5 every day. Every day. Yeah, and don't miss that. The Christmas tree display is always wonderful. So if people come to see the Christmas tree display, is there anything else in the building that they can participate in?
Right. They can come in and look at the – we do have the Lego Nativity scene that's in the Visitor Center. We also have our gift shop that's open and available during the day. And then we have our annual wreath auction that's going on, and you can participate in that, and you can see everything that we offer this year on our website at snows.org/wayoflight.
snows.org/wayoflights. And the outdoor light display, 5 to 9 nightly, what will people find out there in the lights?
Yeah. Yeah, so as you come under the trail, you know, in our church parking lot, we have the camel riding that is available this year.
Oh, the camel riding. That's good.
The camels are back.
The camels are back. Great.
Many horses rides, and we've got the petting zoo.
We ask
that if people want to participate in that, we are asking and requiring you to wear a face mask, and as well as the social distance, so that we can remain safe. But they are all available there.
That's great.
As you come to the end of our trail, of course, we have our donation hut, and we're asking for you to donate, especially as we have had a difficult year, and this is our annual fundraiser for the general community. If you $15 or more, then you will receive the annual stuffed animal, which this year is the red fox.
Oh, the red fox. Oh. Wonderful. So you could go to the petting zoo, and you have camels. I got stuck on the camels. What else do you have out there in the petting zoo?
Petting zoo, we've got all sorts. We got calves, we got sheep, there's goats, there's llamas, there's it's a company that we contract with, and they bring in their exotic animals and you could purchase a cup of carrots and whatnot, and
to feed the animals.
Feed them from your hand.
Great. And the riding animals are the camels and the what?
And the little mini ponies.
Mini ponies. Yeah, I did get stuck on the camels. But the mini ponies and the camels. You know what we did for my husband's, one of his special birthdays is we brought a van full of people out to the Way of Lights as a part of our celebration of his birthday. And it was awesome. And you might think about doing that. You might have a birthday celebration or an anniversary celebration or just want to get your family together. This would be a great thing to do. And where is the Way of Lights located, Father Uribe?
We're located here at the Shrine property on Highway 15, next to and close to the intersection of Highway 157. The address is 442 South Demesnot Drive. And if you want to look at that on our website, again, the website is snows.org.
Snows.org. What we did in conjunction when we did that with my husband is we did Christmas caroling at a retirement center before that. And it was just such a wonderful evening to take a few friends and celebrate remembering Christ's birth, not only his birth, but his life and just celebrating who he is in our lives. Way of Lights, Father David Uribe is my guest. Is there anything else you'd like to share about this wonderful, wonderful 51st anniversary of the Way of Lights?
Yes, just two small things. We do have carriage rides, so if you want that romantic carriage ride through the lights, that is available, and you can find more information on the website about that. A reservation is required. And this year, since we recognize that there's so much need in our community, especially with people's situation, maybe financial situation being more strained than usual, we have partnered up with St. Louis Area Food Bank. And so we are collecting foods, canned goods, and food that we can donate so that we can offer that to the food bank and we can help our effort, especially at the local area.
Wonderful. Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, they're there until December the 31st. Again, the website, Father Uribe?
Snows.org, SNOWS.ORG.
Snows.org. Shrine, Way of Lights, a family tradition. Father David Uribe, who is the director of the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, has been my guest on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. Why don't you go out and enjoy a wonderful celebration time, remembering who Jesus really is. Thanks again for joining me, and we'll be right back on Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Another Christmas happening is the St. Louis Concert Choir's annual Christmas concert. And with us is the director of the St. Louis Concert Choir, Bob Pickett. He's also on the staff at Grace Church, St. Louis. Bob, welcome again to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. So good to talk to you. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Yes, it's a really Merry Christmas because we got to remember the reason for the season is not the challenges we face, but the Jesus who is the conqueror.
Amen.
Tell us about Christmas is.
The reason for all that we do.
He is. And one thing this COVID, I hope, is showing people that Jesus Christ is the overcomer and we can't let the circumstances steal our joy, steal our peace, steal our hope.
Yeah, that's right. We're challenged by the circumstances this year with the St. Louis Concert Choir, and we found a way to go ahead and make it happen.
Yeah, over 100 voices, a cast of over 100. How did you do that?
Well, first of all, we wanted to find a place where we could perform live. with a safe environment. In the past, we've been at auditoriums that seat 500-600 and smaller stages with a cast of 100. And we just felt like that would not be safe, according to what the health department's saying, you know. And so at first we went scouting to see if we could do it outdoors. We thought that would be a safer option. We did some of our rehearsals outdoors this year. But as we were discussing options, we looked at the Shrine of Our Lady out there, and we looked at Creekcore Park as good options. But those were not places where there would be an audience, but where we could actually do a video shoot of the concert and put it on for the audience. But as we looked at it, we realized that right here at Grace Church, where I spend most of my time working, we have this 75-foot stage and a house that seats 3,000 people. And we thought, you know, we could make it happen in this space. So we approached the staff here at Grace, and Pastor Ron was gracious enough to allow us to use the facility here for our concert. And on November 15th, just a couple weeks back, we did a live show with a cast of over 100 on the stage with a socially distanced audience. We had over 700 in the audience, and they were 6 feet apart and wore their masks. And we were able to perform without masks on stage because of the space we had and did a full-scale Christmas production. Now, Judy, you know, we've been doing this. This is our 24th, and we've done it all over the metro area in theaters and churches, and not churches much, but theaters and schools, and this is the first time we've done our Christmas show at Grace. But more than what we've done in the past, we combined our St. Louis choir with our sister choir in from Detroit called the American Song Machine, which is directed by Thurlow Spurr. The Spurlows were formed in the 50s and traveled for many years around America sharing contemporary Christian music, and then Thurlow was president of the Gospel Music Association and has done thousands of concerts across the country. Well, Thurlow and I have worked together since 1976, and so he brought his choir here from Detroit to join us with our choir on the stage together, and then the kids, who are students from Miss Kathy's Academy for the Performing Arts, we have three chapters. We have Detroit, St. Louis, and Branson. We have students from all three chapters. Came together here, and we combined all of those performers on stage, plus our dance team from St. Louis called Dance Plus. It's the largest dance company in St. Louis, and they are the two-time national champions, 2018, 2019. They didn't have a national championship this year, but they would have won again. They were with us on stage, but this time we added live brass. We have never used a horn section in our concert, and we have 8 incredible horn players from across the country came in to be a part of it. Jerry Nelson, who has been our choral arranger for many years, he's a concert pianist, done multiple albums. We had Jerry in live on the keyboard, and just an incredible concert for our audience here in St. Louis. Plus, the group we've had featured the last several years is called the Rob Mills Family. They're a Southern Gospel group. They have now changed their name, and they're known as The Sound. And they were nominated for a Dove Award just 3 weeks ago at the award ceremony. They appeared on the national broadcast, and they have had 3 number one hit songs this year already. We had them live with us on stage. So it was an incredible
concert. How did you do that? Amazing.
Sharing the music live here in St. Louis. So, you know, your listeners saying, well, you know, that was last month and it's too late to see it. But here's the good news. You ready for this, Judy?
I'm ready.
The good news is we're turning it into an on-demand TV special that people can see anywhere around the world. That'll be available December 18th through the 25th. So you can actually watch that live concert we did here on your TV or on your computer or whatever device you watch on demand from by tuning in during Christmas week. So
how do people do that?
Well, they go to www.christmasis.us, christmasis.us, and follow the prompts on the screen, and you purchase a ticket to watch it. Then you can watch it in your home anytime or as many times as you want to between the 18th and 25th. So you got the family coming over for Christmas. You can watch the special after you've opened the presents, gather around the TV and enjoy it with us. Or you want to bring the neighbors over for an evening of fellowship. You could do that. and watch it again as many times as you want for one ticket price.
That 1 week from the 18th through the 25th.
Yeah, the whole week, all the way through midnight of Christmas night from the beginning of the 18th.
What a great idea.
And it's an opportunity, and this has been always our heart in doing these concerts, an opportunity to reach unchurched people. So, you know, you have neighbors or friends that aren't believers that you want to witness to, bring them in, invite them over for a bowl of popcorn and the log on the fire, and let's watch this awesome show from St. Louis on our TV here. And with Dory, the first half of the concert is all the fun, Santa, snow, you know, the secular music that everybody loves at Christmas time. But the second half, we tell the story of the life of Jesus. And we do this in a unique way, Judy. We've been doing this for several years now. The second half is a drama. It's like a Broadway show. It takes place in the Bethlehem Inn years after Jesus' resurrection. And we gather the people of his world, the lives that he changed, together for this reunion at the Bethlehem Inn. And the mayor of Bethlehem hosts it. And so the people whose lives were affected by Jesus get to tell their story. So we have testimonies from Peter and from the woman at the well and from Mary Magdalene and from the men who carried the pallet that they let it down through the ceiling for Jesus to touch their friend and see him healed. All these people get to share their story. And as a result of that, we also get to talk about not just Jesus' birth, but his death and resurrection and his soon coming return. Broadway style production.
Bob Pickett is my guest, director of the St. Louis Concert Choir. But the Christmas is fantastic event coming up, and you can even watch it virtually. And that's, again, the 18th through the 25th of December. And this cast of 100, amazing. And how did you practice together in advance, or did you have rehearsals together?
Oh, yes, we did. We have a once-a-month rehearsal with the concert choir. We just get together once a month on the third Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at Grace to rehearse. So we started rehearsal back in January, and of course we had 2-3 months there where we were actually able to meet together to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And then once COVID hit, we had to get creative. We did some Zoom rehearsals and some live Facebook Live.
Zoom rehearsals are pretty hard, aren't they, Bob?
The Zoom I couldn't handle because
of the delay.
They're too much behind. So I had to turn their mics off when we Zoomed. I'm just directing to an empty room, and it was not very fun. So by the time we got to July, we decided to meet outdoors. And we did 2 months. We met out on the parking lot here, socially distanced, and that worked. But the air conditioning unit beside us on the outside of the building was so loud that I couldn't hear them very well. So then we moved into the gym and rehearsed all through the fall in the gymnasium. And again, we had a huge amount of space to spread out, and that worked well. So that's how we get ready. And then the folks from Michigan came down and joined us, and from Branson, they were with us for the last 4 days as we combined everybody together onto the stage here at Grace.
2-hour pay-per-view television special, the 18th through the 25th. And how can they get that?
They go to www.christmasis.us. Christmasis.us. And follow the prompts there. And the ticket price is just $20. And that's for your whole household and as many times as you want to show it during that week or watch it during that week. That's how On Demand works. And it's an opportunity. We're believing that God's going to use this to reach hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And many, many, many people come to receive Jesus as Savior. Now, there's another exciting thing that I want to tell your audience about, because we have not promoted this, but we decided because of COVID, there's a lot of churches who cannot do what they normally do to get ready for a Christmas production or concert or pageant, whatever they would do typically. Here at Grace Church, our choir has not been rehearsing at all since March. So a lot of churches aren't able to do that themselves. And so we are offering this TV special to churches to play for their congregation for free, no cost. All we ask is you take a love offering and send that to us from the audience that comes. So it's an opportunity for you to have a great Christmas production on your screen at your local church where you meet.
So if you're interested in showing that free at your church, you need to call Vicki at 407-788-2828. That's 407-788-2828. Bob, thanks so much for joining me. And as we go out, we're going to play a little clip from the Christmas Eve concert.
And Merry Christmas to all of our listeners on KSIV.
I'm Judy Rudlick, and hope you've enjoyed this Christmas show.
Christmas is entertaining, inspiring, uplifting, featuring hit songs and dancing surrounded by live orchestra. Get your online ticket today. Buy one for a neighbor or friend. December 18th, people from around the world will experience the live broadcast at 7 p.m. Central and available to replay until midnight, December 25th. Christmas is for the entire family. Christmas is for you. Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.